guys, the good guys are on the air. Good guys would be on the Good Day program. Top topics of the day, things that you know not much about, hopefully. We'll give you a little more information so you sound like the smart cookie that you really are or can be. Seven past on Good Day, July. Hot, Jennifer. So there's nothing new there. Let's move on. Yeah. A global warming discussion and debate.
No,
goes
it's
on.
Just hot. It's August. On.
Right, exactly. All right, so the Temple shooter shot himself. The police said, we got him, and in fact, he didn't. He shot himself. So, that's good. See you later, Mr.
End
Page.
End result is the same, right?
Yeah, right. That's nice. Have a nice afterlife, or not, maybe.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. My father used to say that all the time. Good luck. Here is, I see all of these things about death and destruction. You know how I want to just not go there? Because it's not necessary to go. You don't need to know who died, who killed whom, right? What do you don't need that. What, how does that make your day better? Do you actually talk about people who shoot other people? In your workplace, in your day job, Jennifer, when you go in, there are how many people there? 14, 15 people in the office at any one point in time?
Yeah.
Do you actually have conversations with the people that you work with, friends and relatives, about who's been killed in the past 24 hours? Does that ever
no,
occupy?
unless it's a big one, you know. Yeah. I mean, then I'm in the entertainment business, like you, and so then we'll talk. You know, if somebody big dies, we might talk about it, but not usually.
No, I'm not talking about who might die because we were talking.
You're just talking about shooting people.
I'm talking about those who are murdering, shooting, maiming, killing.
No. Unless it's a big event, no. I mean, right. We may mention the Wisconsin thing.
Our lives are not affected, and this is what really. The wonder in my mind is, why do people wrap themselves around some of these stories when, in fact, they don't really affect you? And I guess that could be said for some of the gossipy things that we talk about every day, like Lindsay Lohan. Why is it interesting she's in Lady Gaga's next album or next video? Why? That doesn't hurt, and it may be conversationally motivated. Hey, did you hear Lindsay Lohan's in the next Lady Gaga video?
Boy, she's really making a comeback.
Right. You're right. Yeah. That's different than stories about who's doing what harm to people that seem to so occupy. And we can have this debate about the maturity, the maturation of man. The news media only covers what people are interested in. Or people are interested in the things the news media. It's like the chicken and the egg, the tail and the dog. You really can't find an answer, or if you can't find a solution, if that's what it is, you don't know, I think is the bottom line. You really don't know which came first. It's how it's presented sometimes that decides whether a particular program is going to last or some host. It's just that's the way it is. But does it make your life better to hear all this garbage? Now, there was an earthquake. Actually, there were two earthquakes, I think, in the past 2 days, right, in Southern California?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Actually, what's kind of funny is I was in Paso, which is why I wasn't with you on Monday. And Sunday night, there was an earthquake in Paso as well. Paso Robles, 4.5, the same magnitude as these other earthquakes.
And Yorba Linda, another one.
I didn't feel either one of them. That's a little further south. That's kind of
Orange
County-ish.
Yeah. But 4.4 quake isn't. Is it? There are the people in the news media. Is it a warning of things to come? Will California fall off the planet?
It might do, but I don't know if that'll be because of an earthquake. You know, I actually, anything four and under is great because to me that just relieves pressure without causing too much damage.
Yeah, right.
When you get into the fives, that's when you start to get really, really sizable. Now, the fours you can feel. The Paso 4.5, I felt, it was pretty strong, but it's not going to hurt anything. It just kind of releases the pressure of the earth.
Yeah.
And though there is no pre-earthquake, by the way, because I took an earthquake class in college.
Did you?
From Kate Hutton, who's the person you always see on TV from Caltech.
Yeah.
Whenever we have an earthquake, you always see the same lady on TV, and she was my teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she confirmed that there is no such thing as a pre-earthquake. You don't ever get a warning sign. That there's certain periods of seismic activity, but there is nothing that's solid as like a pre-warning to a big earthquake.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's good to know, Jennifer.
Pretty good. Well, because everybody asked her that question, and we asked her that question, and so she said, you know, it might be periods of seismic activity, so there might be a little quake before a big quake, but it's not like a warning sign.
So maybe that could be the forecast. There'll be a bigger quake after the smaller quake.
Maybe.
Right. I will tell you, the weather forecasting has been pretty accurate this year. I think they are getting better at whatever the tools are that are available. I think people are using them better. So you have more accurate. I find the Weather Channel, frankly, as a farmer, I got to have pretty accurate weather forecasts. And I find them even sometimes I go hour by hour, because if I'm getting in hay, I need to know it's going to start raining at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I judge what I do, plan according to those forecasts. So they are pretty accurate. But you go back to the forecasting for a second. What has been, and what sort of still is silly in my mind, are these people who say it's doomsday at the end of the world. This planet has been through so much. And I was reading, you know, we have had the hottest, the headline is July, the hottest ever in history books. The weather records have been kept for 140 years. It's laughable that people think that that is the indicative of everything that's ever happened on the planet. It's foolish. It's ridiculous, in fact. Because the planet has been up and down. The glacial packs have melted before. The planet has shifted so that where we now at the North and South Pole have the ice caps, what is England and what's underneath England is New Zealand, those have been frozen over. And the Earth has been frozen over. And the Earth has been a dry, baked, cooked planet in its history of 4 billion years or however long the planet. So just thinking that because the situation is as it is means it's the end of the world. It may be the end of humanity. Things may change that way. The plates move around. Look at a history of the planet. Look at a chart. Look at a graph. Look at a map and see where, for example, Africa and Central America and South America were 2.5-3 billion years ago. They aren't where they were now. They aren't then where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was. Everything keeps moving. It happens so slowly, and that's probably what the fear-based thinking is. Now it seems to be happening more quickly. But apparently over the history, the modern history, and I say the modern history, the last million years or so, a couple million years, there have been ice ages that have come about quickly in 400 or 500 years. Sometimes there was about 18,000 years ago, there was an ice age, 20,000 years ago. And so things move. And the earthquakes are part of the weather, in fact, because they indicate the Earth and its atmosphere affects the weather. And the atmosphere is affected by where things are, not only on the surface, but under the surface. And things are moving. They're always moving. Do you know that the core of the Earth is almost as hot as the extremity of the sun? The core of the sun is obviously, like, off the charts. But we have the bottom line here is that if you go down, if you bore a hole into the center of the Earth.
So I can't go to China?
It's going to be pretty damn hot.
From one end to the other?
Probably not, but have a nice, you can try.
My shovel would melt.
It might. All right, so anyway, 800-510-8255. Something else that has shown up rather interestingly, a story of your family tree. You've done a family tree, haven't you, on your extended
family?
Yeah,
my mom did one on Ancestry.com.
Yeah. All right. If you look at your family tree the way some are looking at the family tree, your family may have been around a long time. There are some people, there's a famous paleontologist that's found fossils that confirm that our ancestors, that is humanity, goes back a couple of million years. Now, did they come out of a swamp? Did they come from another planet? Aha! That is the question that nobody seems to answer. But it is really very interesting to look at. I find this stuff fascinating, frankly. The latest in fossil facts. That's pretty good. We could do a radio show. It's Doug and Jennifer with Fossil Facts. Say that 100 times quickly.
Fossil Facts.
Hmm. You have sore, achy joints.
Fossil
you probably tried glucosamine and chondroitin, and you may not have felt the kind of relief that had been promised. That's the finding of a large study conducted by the National Institute of Health. They found there's no real difference between taking glucosamine and chondroitin and the placebo effect with many of you who are doing that. Is it bad because you take a placebo and you feel better? Nah. But wouldn't you really like to fix the problem? Yes, you would. Have you tried eggshells? Wait a minute. Am I still on the same page? Yes, boys and girls. Eggshells. Eggshells. There's a new all-natural product that I've started using that attacks joint pain in a couple of different ways. First, it reduces the inflammation, which causes all disease is basically, by definition, inflammation. And this new product provides cartilage-repairing compounds made of specific vitamins and minerals and herbs and eggshell membranes. That's what always gets people's attention when I start talking about this, Jennifer. The fact that eggshell membranes can be used to fix this problem with your joints. UltraJoint is the new compound from eggshell membranes. It is clinically proven to reduce joint pain. UltraJoint will reduce stiffness. Take this for 10 days and you'll find it works. It's working for me. Here's how you get it. A free trial offer of UltraJoint is yours by going online to cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/Doug. Or you can order directly by dialing 888-809-6424. Order your free trial, pay shipping and handling, UltraJoint. Feel better. 888-809-6424. Why would you want to live with joint pain? Why would you even think about facing hip replacement or knee replacement, that kind of stuff, when you can get relief quickly? Cardiol.net/Doug for UltraJoint or 888-809-6424.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Help yourself to 800-510-8255. The connection line also, Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
There's another story about somebody's...
Hello.
This guy, Gary Cole, remember him? Last year, he shot a movie called Midgets vs. Mascots, in which he plays a porn mogul. And apparently, he flashed his...
Hello.
...during one of the shots. As the movie got put together, his shot of his...
Hello.
...stayed in. He wants it cut out.
German Olympic diver did one of the worst dives ever, and he got a score of 0.0. Yeah. He tried to save face, though, halfway through the dive. He yelled, cannonball. More like, that's cannonball! She's helping us lead them some production. In Russia, I don't know if you heard about this story, President Vladimir Putin is being challenged by a feminist rock group, a punk rock group called Pussy Riot. They almost went with For The View. Wow. Judging by your reaction, they missed a huge opportunity.
Also, just... All right. Might have edited that a little better.
Yeah.
Anyway,
who's responsible for that?
Speaking of The View, yesterday the ladies were answering audience questions, taking a little from Wendy Williams, who loves to go out into the audience and answer silly questions about all kinds of stuff. So this back and forth is pretty self-explanatory.
What is your favorite life saying?
My favorite life saying is...
life is too short to fake an orgasm.
My favorite life saying is run towards the very thing you fear.
Jerry, thank you for the serious transition from me. Thank you for that. I think my favorite saying is you are forgiven, because I think it feels as good to say it as to receive it.
Nice.
So I think that's
nice.
My real one, that was a joke. My real one is some Yugoslavian thing I saw one time. It says, do what you can with what you have where you are.
Absolutely.
That is something to think about.
Yes.
Do what you can with what you have where you are.
I love that. Yeah. I need to write that down.
My favorite saying, which works for any situation, is this too shall pass. Yes, it will. If I can continue, it will pass. Susie Welch, the very brilliant person herself and the wife of Jack Welch, wrote a book in which she called 10-10-10, which is, how are you going to feel about this 10 minutes from now, 10 months from now, 10 years from now? And it's sort of a good thing to think about.
I think I have some activity or an exercise we ought to try, Jennifer. Maybe later on today.
Our favorite thing.
Yeah, what is your favorite? And for
your
those
mantra.
Of you who are working your way into or out of your home or your office, your job, whatever it may be, maybe something for you to work around in that core, that cerebrum, the cerebellum in your mind, is to think about what you say most often, which could be, by definition, your favorite saying, right? What do you, the exercise is a good one. I'm thinking little things that I might say to Charlotte, unga bunga. You hear me say that from time to time.
I hear you say that all the time.
Yeah. Now, what does that mean? Who knows what that means? But it gives peace to Charlotte and sort of to me. But think about it. This is a good exercise. What's your favorite saying? You want to pass it along? You can send it to Doug or Jennifer at DougStefan.com.
We'll put that at Facebook.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're someone who can just hit the road and find cool things to do along the way, well, congratulations. But for the rest of us, it's helpful to have basically a rough itinerary a little bit ahead of time. Now, most of us don't have a lot of time to waste, and no one wants to end up road tripping through America's strip malls and outlet shops. Exit the Highway is a new initiative with itineraries starting from major cities that connect you with state parks, Audubon centers, nature preserves, and protected wetlands. The bottom line? You're guaranteed to spend some time in the great outdoors. Another great resource is America's Byways, which actually designates certain routes that are especially scenic or historic. Some are no-brainers, like the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina. But then there are the lesser-known routes, like the Florida Black Bear Byway, which connects protected forests, springs, and other natural spots. Chances are you'll see some Florida black bears close to the road. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/story.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thursday, the 9th of August, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This hour, we, Jennifer and I, talk about the top topics that actually do have some relevance in your life. Perhaps you're following the Olympics. Perhaps there's nothing else going on universally that has
we're ahead again, aren't
people,
we?
That has more people on the top of the pack. As far as medal count, the United States has 81. And China, boo, has 77. Russia has 52, double boo. Great Britain, 48. Germany, 32. Japan, 31. France, 28. Oh, do we want to do the countries we don't like? Or is that too negative? That's kind of negative, actually.
It is fun, though, isn't it?
It is kind of.
it's always fun to have, like, a little place to boo. Boo,
right.
This, boo.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has 8 medals.
Boo!
Yeah. Let's see. Cuba has 7. The Czech Republic coming up, they have 6. Your people have 6.
I told you.
6.
It's going to be strong.
Coming right along there.
Yuck so much.
What else? What other countries do we... I don't see too much going on here. And most Moldova has 2. Venezuela
has...
Has
Ireland put themselves on the board yet?
Nope. Ireland's got nothing. No! Wrong! Ireland got yesterday a bronze medal.
Well,
wow.
There you go.
Yeah. They're
bronze,
tied,
like the color of their hair.
Right. They're tied with Finland, Cyprus, Portugal, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Trinidad, Turkey, Morocco, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Uzbekistan. For one.
Uzbekistan.
Total number of, so far, medals, 682, 216 gold, 218 silver, and 248 bronze. Why would it not be all the same? Well, isn't there a gold, silver, and bronze for every effort?
Yes, I would think so.
So why aren't these totals all the same? Anybody got an answer to that one? 800.
Michael, no. Michael's our resident Olympic expert.
Michael knows a lot, but whether he knows that, well, we'll figure it out. Meanwhile, the big story for American fans, Misty May Traynor and Kerry Jennings Walsh competed yesterday, and they had a three-peat in beach volleyball, beating fellow Americans April Ross and Jen Kessie in the gold medal match. Let's see here. They have never lost. May Traynor and Jennings Walsh have never lost in any of their Olympic matches. 21 of them they have had.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. men's basketball team beat the Australians in the quarterfinals, 119-86. Margin of victory a bit misleading, however, as the Australians had closed within 3 as late as the third quarter. Americans pulled away with a strong fourth quarter. They faced the Argentinian team on Friday, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
They beat him before, 126-97 in these games. In track and field, the Americans had a great day. Ares Merritt, is that how you pronounce the name? A-R-I-E-S, Ares Merritt. And Jason Richardson finished first and second in the men's 110-meter hurdles. First time since Atlanta 1996, America has won gold in that event. On the women's side, Allison Felix won the gold medal she'd been seeking, decades worth of pursuit. A couple of silvers later, she won gold in the women's 200 meters. American Carmelita Jetter took the bronze in the long jump. Brittany Reese became the first American gold medalist since Jackie Joyner Kersee did it in 1988. Remember her?
I used to love her. She was the sister-in-law of Flo-Jo, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yep. Let's see here. Men's decathlon, Ashton Eaton. That's a great name. Ashton Eaton leads the decathlon after 5 of the 10 events. He started his day with an Olympic decathlon record in the 100 meters. Strong day continued.
Wouldn't it be cool if that Ashton Eaton married somebody named Corn so they could hyphenate and be the Eaton Corn family?
Nice, Jennifer. All right, the disappointment side for Americans, Jennifer. In men's indoor volleyball, the team was upset by Italy in straight sets. Americans were not initially expected to medal. They came into the knockout stages, ranked first out of the 8 remaining teams. Americans will not get any medal this year after winning a surprise gold 4 years ago in Beijing. See here in the women's boxing, Clarissa Shields attempting to become the first American woman to win gold in women's boxing. Advanced to the finals yesterday after she beat her Russian opponent. Fellow American Marlon Esparza, who's getting a lot of media attention, settled for a bronze, loss to her Chinese opponent yesterday. These women are so small, I don't even understand how they get the wallop behind them. And then there's Lolo Jones. Michael, let me have a Lolo. Yeah, she was interviewed yesterday on the Today Show. The Today Show is an NBC property. The ratings have gone up on every single NBC hour, including the Today Show, all of the hours during the day, the hours in the evening. Jennifer has been keeping us up to date. It really is, I don't know, it's not amazing, but it is, I guess it's kind of cool. We always like that. I think that people are so hard, it's so easy to criticize others. NBC's had a tough string. They've made some bad decisions because they had some bad management. Doesn't mean they're a bad bunch. Anyway, on the Today Show, Lolo Jones broke down she was criticized in a New York Times article for being overhyped. Isn't she the one who's the virgin at 29 or something? That was her whole claim to fame?
I think so. I think that's her.
Michael, play cut 902. The Lolo Jones interview, will you?
You mentioned you've been dealing with a lot of tough stuff lately. The New York Times did a very tough piece criticizing you for being more image than accomplishment.
Yeah.
How hard was that to deal with?
I think it was crazy just because it was 2 days before I competed. And then the fact that it was from a U.S. media, they should be supporting our U.S. Olympic athletes, and instead they just ripped me to shreds. And I just thought that was crazy because I worked 6 days a week every day for 4 years for a 12-second race. And the fact that they just tore me apart, it was just heartbreaking. I'm not didn't even do the research, called me the Anna Kournikova of track. I have the American record holder. I'm the American record holder indoors at 2 world indoor titles, and just because I don't boast about these things, I don't think I should be ripped apart by media. So, I laid it out there. I fought hard for my country. And I think it's just a shame that I have to deal with so much backlash when I'm already so brokenhearted as it is.
You have been such a public person, and you have bared your soul. And I wonder how you look at it now. You can't help but put your heart out there. That's just who you are. But are you sorry that you did?
Putting your heart out there, obviously, it opens you up to a lot of negativity. But at the same time, if I can just reach somebody out there, like maybe there's a little girl out there who doesn't think she can be an Olympic athlete, and she sees all the things I struggled through to get here. And, I wasn't even supposed to make the Olympic team. Like, the U.S. Olympic team, they counted me out. I made the team. And then they're like, she's not going to make the final. I made the final. I went from 8th place and then to 4th place. So I just really hope that my story will give somebody hope. Yeah, I didn't walk away with the medal or run away with the medal, but, I think there's lessons to be learned when you win and there's lessons to be learned when you lose.
I think the lesson here, among other things, is that the New York Times is run by a bunch of a-holes. They're all a bunch of a-holes. The New York Times is a piece of dirt, a piece of garbage, has always been a piece of dirt and a piece of garbage, and they're all about themselves. I'm smarter than everybody else. I write for the New York Times. I'm better than everybody else. I'm a reporter for the New York Times. You're a bunch of a-holes, and that's the bottom line. Lolo Jones is different than a lot of people and may have been a little too public. Now she learns her lesson about being public, because people like the reporters that go to the schools that they go to, that come out a-holes and work for an a-hole publication, they're not credible. A lot of people take what they say as being credible. I look at them every day and see a lot of stuff that's just all about them. And so in this case, this woman has done as she suggested, kept working at it. It's a great inspiration for some people. She may or may not do things with her life that you would agree with, but so what? That's her life. And the people at the New York Times are a-holes. You got it? A-H-O-L-E-S. A-holes. Meanwhile, Trackstar, is it Alyssa? Is that Montano? How do you pronounce it? Alyssa, I guess it is. A-L-Y-S-I-A.
Yes, Alicia.
She grew up playing football. Did you know that?
No, that's cool.
She also was a great basketball player. She ran races against all the boys in her neighborhood and always won. She never wanted to be thought as one of the boys, though. She started wearing a flower behind her right ear to remind the boys they were getting beaten by a girl.
That's cool. I like that.
And that remains her trademark, even though her opponents are now world-class female middle-distance runners. She comes from Southern California. She donned a red flower to match her red Team USA jersey yesterday in London. She breezed to victory in her heat during the first round of the qualifying for the women's 800 meters. "The flower to me means strength with femininity," she said after winning a trial race here in our country. "I think that a lot of people say things like, you run like a girl. That doesn't mean you have to run soft or you haven't been dainty. It means that you're strong." I think that's very cool. And she's cool. And I think a lot of the women participating from our country and also around the world are pretty cool, actually. Some of them, you look at them, you see muscles on top of muscles, and you go, oh, that's not very feminine. Muscle can be extraordinarily feminine. And also these women, I mean, there have been some that have tested positive for steroidal influence. Okay, but that doesn't mark all of these women who are fantastic. And there's a real, again, a sad reality here. So damn much criticism for people. I wouldn't take it for 2 seconds. If I'd trained like these women have trained, yeah, and many, if not most of
and
the
I
men.
I like to see these writers that criticize,
yeah, exactly,
trying to run.
The a-hole writers.
Yeah.
You try it, you
Let's
bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. You know what really makes me mad about it, just going back to that Lolo Jones story for a second, is that they compared her to Anna Kournikova. How do you feel if you're Anna Kournikova?
Yeah.
I mean, that's even the worst put down of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
A-holes.
She can still play tennis.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just our society, again, judging women by how they look. It's,
yeah,
always how it is.
Right.
Because Anna Kournikova's pretty, people judge her. And because, you know, it's just always about that.
Somebody just wanted to know if I was going to be, a listener wants to know if I'm going to be bleeped soon. Michael,
probably.
You didn't bleep any of my a-holes, did you? I mean, there's nothing to be bleeped.
Michael is very easy on the bleeping.
I didn't use the first three-letter word, which I could without, there couldn't be any, there's no complaint against that. It's a word that people use on the air. But that sort of stuff just really sends me over the top. And thus, the reference to the Times as a bunch of bleeping a-holes. Okay, I think I've made my point now. And we've had a good conversation about the Olympics, which is really pretty good for America. We have got to find things that we feel good about instead of ripping ourselves. Even the Times has got to rip apart somebody. They've got to rip everything apart. Rip, 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 rip. Something good, like what this woman has tried to do, they rip it apart. The country is being torn apart because of the a-holes at the New York Times and others. They all rip everything to shreds. Meanwhile, the United States has got 81 medals. That's something to be pleased about, proud about. And all of our athletes, I think we need to be pleased, and we don't have to be. We don't want to be, but I am. I'm more actually. You know what? I could have cared less about the. Is that the correct English? You couldn't. It isn't. The correct English is not. Couldn't have cared less, but could have cared less about the Olympics when they get started. Now I'm beginning. The last day or so, I felt myself engaged a little bit, and you know why? Because of the a-holes who are writing all these stories and reporting
stuff.
All this stuff that's so negative. And now I'm coming around thinking, you know what? I'm going to counter as much as I can in our little world here and think well of these people who have worked so hard to get someplace. And those, as you just suggested, Jennifer, who write about them, couldn't hold their water bucket.
I know. Doesn't it make you just want to call them and say, what were you thinking? Why did you write that?
No, I want to call them and say, you a-hole.
I know, that's what I mean.
Get
why
lost.
Did you write that? I mean,
All right. All right, it's 12 before the hour, and good day.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. Jennifer and Doug with Chuck in Tennessee listening to Good Day. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm a little hot under the collar, but I'm fine. How are you doing?
I understand completely where you're coming from. I mean, what you were talking about earlier with the reporters, that's just symptomatic, I believe, of our society, because everybody with all the reality shows and everything, you can see where it's going. They just want to tear people down to their level instead of building them up.
Right.
And
it's work to build people up because you actually have to think about stuff. It's
easy. Well, you have to have a clean soul, too.
Yeah. Chuck, thanks. We got to scoot. 51 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 50, is it 53 past? Yeah, it's 53 past the hour.
Sure is.
Yes. So, special feature here. This is 53 past the hour in this hour. It means we are into better living, what is, in essence, technology at its best. Mobile payment company Square has made a deal to process payments at Starbucks. Why? Who knows? Shelley Palmer. Well, Starbucks has thousands of locations, and starting this fall, you can pay there. Do you want to? I don't know. Let's figure this out. Shelley Palmer in a moment here on Good Day with his report.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, mobile payment company Square has made a deal to process payments at Starbucks' thousands of U.S. locations beginning this fall. The coffee chain will also invest $25 million in Square. The deal is a big win for the two-year-old company, which was started by Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey. Square has grown in popularity with small and independent retailers over the last couple of years because its card reader allows them to cheaply and easily accept credit card payments using smartphones and iPads. But the partnership with Starbucks is a whole new cup of coffee and might bring a huge amount of validation to Square and mobile payments in general. Little will change at first, but the two companies have big plans for the future. Besides just being able to pay with the Square app on your phone, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz sees a future where a sensor can detect that you have the app and allow you to pay without ever taking out your phone. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, as we continue talking about technology, Brian Osich has some news for you about how text messages can help you maintain and improve your health.
For those who take a regular prescription, missing doses can have serious consequences. Dr. Brian Solo, Chief Medical Officer of OptumRx, a division of Optum, says text message reminders help patients remember to take their prescriptions, and a recently published study shows just how effective these text messages can be.
Many of us are using our phones for more than just calling people. Mobile phones can help
help improve patients' medication adherence rates, which is how often patients take their medications as directed by a doctor. The OptumRx study showed that patients who received text message medication reminders had better adherence rates than those who did not, 85% versus 77%. In people with diabetes, adherence was even higher, 91% versus 82%. And text messages are not only for the young, tech-savvy generation. Those over age 60 also showed significant improvement with text message reminders.
To learn more, visit OptumRx.com. That's healthcare now from OptumRx.
The U.S. has, once again, boldly gone where no man has gone before as the largest and most advanced space exploration robot ever made landed on the Red Planet this week to explore a new world. And a leading global technology company was influential in making this happen. Kate Brooks has more for you here.
After traveling more than 350 million miles, a hyper-sophisticated car-sized space rover called Curiosity successfully landed on Mars, and Siemens Product Lifecycle Management, or PLM software, played a key role in helping NASA's engineers get it there. Siemens PLM software developer Darren Rhodes.
Mars has 3/8 the gravity of Earth, and there is no dial in a room that allows you to change the gravity on Earth. The only way to simulate how something is going to behave on Mars is to do it in a virtual environment, and Siemens PLM software allows you to change the gravitational field and test in a virtual environment.
Darren says designing the Curiosity was like playing a well-known 80s video game.
On the rover design team, we used to joke like it was playing a giant game of three-dimensional Tetris. You're presented with a whole bunch of pieces that are odd shapes, and they keep coming at you, and you need to adjust how they fit together before they reach the bottom. That's how designing the rover panned out.
For more, visit usa.siemens.com. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
All right. So, Jennifer, are you satisfied that we're doing a good job today?
Yes, of course.
Really? Yeah. How many?
Well, how could I set out and do something I did was bad?
No, no. But I want to see what sort of interest we have on Twitter and Facebook to this New York Times connection. All right?
We'll post it. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right. Good idea. 59 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.